Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Stilson Collision, the best body and paint shop in the Thumb. If you get into an accident, see Stilson Collision, located on Fillion Road, just north of Bad Axe. And by L. Hansen Motors of Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department. And by Thumb Area Septic, call 989-673-2628 for all of your septic-related needs. In Huron County Circuit Court today, Judge Brill sentenced James Cameron Hewins for unlawful posting of a message and malicious use of a telecommunications service, charges to which he pleaded guilty on March 23rd. During the proceedings, the court addressed several updates to Mr. Hewins' pre-sentence report. It was confirmed he holds a GED and his current employment was noted. Replacing previous job information, clarifications were also made regarding past employment and misunderstanding within a victim impact statement. Mr. Hewins' attorney highlighted his client's efforts to maintain employment and responsibility, despite facing homelessness and preparing for a child's arrival. The defense also requested work release. The court imposed a 24-month probation period. Conditions include prohibitions on alcohol and controlled substances, mandatory substance abuse and mental health treatment, and a curfew from 11 p.m. to 6 a.m. Mr. Hewins is also ordered to have no contact with the victims and must maintain legitimate employment for at least 30 hours weekly. For the unlawful posting charge, Mr. Hewins received 180 days in county jail with credit for 1 day served. For malicious use of telecommunications service, he was sentenced to 6 months in county jail, also with credit for 1 day served. Financial penalties were also imposed. Work release and other programs are permitted, subject to Sheriff's Department policy. And Jordan David Largent recently appeared in Huron County Circuit Court before Judge Brill for a probation violation hearing. The case involved an agreement between the defense and prosecution. Defense attorney Elizabeth E. Weisenbach and prosecuting attorney Timothy J. Rutkowski presented a global offer. Mr. Largent admitted to the probation violation petition. In exchange, a separate charge for possession of mushrooms was dismissed. Mr. Largent pleaded guilty to 5 probation violations. These included testing positive for methamphetamine, possessing marijuana, using marijuana, and possessing mushrooms. The court accepted the plea, confirming it was voluntary, understanding, and accurate. Sentencing is scheduled for June 29, 2026 at 9 a.m. An update probation violation report has been ordered for both legal counsels prior to that date. And in Huron County Circuit Court hearing today, Judge Brill presided over a plea agreement for defendant Mr. Pisgors. Mr. Pisgors, represented by attorney Dallas L. Rooney, faced charges of resisting and obstructing a police officer. The prosecution, represented by David Wallace, outlined the plea terms. Mr. Pisgors agreed to plead to resisting and obstructing a police officer. For the obstruction charge, a 1-year delay of sentence was proposed, with the conviction to be entered as attempted obstruction. During the factual basis review, Mr. Pisgors confirmed that on December 21, 2025, in Harbor Beach, he failed to comply with commands from an officer, including turning away and not putting his hands behind his back. The court accepted the plea. Sentencing is scheduled for August 10, 2026 at 9 a.m. with a pre-sentence investigation report ordered. Regarding bond, the defense requested a stay due to previous bond violations involving positive BAC tests. The defense attorney cited a potential auto brewery syndrome and stated the defendant is seeking a diagnosis. The court set a new bond at $50,000, emphasizing the need to follow bond conditions. When we come back after the Thumb Area Septic sponsor message, we'll continue with our national news.
Whether you need septic pumping, a port-a-john, or a complete septic system replacement, Thumb Area Septic has you covered. From septic inspections, excavation services, new installations, replacements, and emergency services as well. They do it all with quality, reliability, and honesty, as well as competitive prices. Call Thumb Area Septic today for a free estimate at 989-673-2628 or visit their website at thumbseptic.com. Remember, they're licensed and insured for your protection. Thumb Area Septic, your trusted experts. 989-673-2628. Call now.
Hi, this is Adam with Thumb Area Septic. Call us today for all your septic-related needs. Proudly serving all of Tuscola County and now serving all of Sanilac County and surrounding areas.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing with our national news, National Park Service approves strict visitor caps for fragile ecosystems. The National Park Service announced the implementation of a permanent reservation system and strict daily visitor limits for several heavily trafficked backcountry zones. The decision is aimed at mitigating several trail erosions and protecting vulnerable wildlife habitats from foot traffic damage. The new rules will directly impact popular destinations within the Rocky Mountains and Desert Southwest regions starting next season. Conservationists have widely praised the policy, while local tourism boards are raising logistical concerns regarding the impact on nearby hospitality economics. In other national news, Gulf Coast ports elevate security infrastructure ahead of hurricane season. Port authorities along the Texas and Louisiana coastlines have completed a series of heavy infrastructure upgrades designed to withstand major tropical storm surges. The automated floodgate, installations and reinforced cargo crane moorings were funded through a federal maritime resilience grant. With the Atlantic hurricane season officially beginning today, meteorological services are predicting an above-average period of storm activity due to elevated sea surface temperatures. Shipping logistics companies are adjusting their emergency evacuation timetables to minimize supply chain disruptions. When we come back after the Sal Hansen Motors sponsor message, we'll continue with our international news.
Gas savers are at Al Hansen Motors. Just because gas prices are high right now doesn't mean you can't save at the pump in an affordable premium used vehicle from Al Hansen Motors. Hi, this is Tyler. Right now I have a 2020 Chevy Malibu that gets up to 36 miles per gallon. It has cloth interior, Bluetooth, with Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, a backup camera, remote start, and more. It has 114,000 miles and we're asking $11,780. You can get up to 34 miles per gallon in our 2023 Ford Escape ST line. It's all-wheel drive, has brand new tires, heated seats and heated steering wheel, remote start, leather trim cloth seats, and a lot more. It's in great shape with 44,000 miles and we're asking $24,580. We also have a 2020 Ford EcoSport Titanium. It gets up to 30 miles per gallon, has 41,000 miles, and is priced to sell at $16,580. And wrapping up for this week, I have a 2017 Chevy Cruze. Gets up to 47 miles per gallon. It has WeatherTech floor mats, Bluetooth, and has low miles for the year. Just $78,000. Take it home starting at only $12,580.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
Hey, we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Looking at our international news, Czech Republic signals difficulty in meeting NATO defense spending targets. Czech Prime Minister Andrej Babiš stated that his country is unlikely to reach NATO's mandatory defense spending target of 2% of gross domestic product this fiscal year. Babiš cited unexpected domestic budgetary deficits and pressing public infrastructure costs as the primary drivers of the defensive shortfall. The announcement comes despite previous diplomatic commitments made by Prague to accelerate military modernization programs within the alliance. NATO officials responded by reiterating the collective necessity of the financial targets given the current European security climate. In other international news, Syria and United States hold rare presidential dialogue focused on reconstruction. Syrian President Ahmad al-Shara and U.S. President Donald Trump engaged in a direct telephone conversation to discuss economic stabilization and regional reconstruction efforts. The high-level call focused on the potential relief of specific economic sanctions in exchange for verified geopolitical stabilization measures. Trump emphasized that the United States remains highly committed to supporting long-term recovery efforts in Syria, provided democratic governance milestones are maintained. Diplomats from both nations are scheduled to meet in a neutral European venue next month to outline a formal framework of future talks. When we come back from the Stilson Collision sponsor message, we'll continue with our obituaries.
This is Ethan Stilson. Where do you go when you've had an accident and want the best body and paintwork in the foam?
That's easy. Stilson Collision on Fallon Road, north of Bad Axe. This is Jade Stilson. Our certified technicians with over 95 years combined experience will get your car looking great again.
This is Emery Stilson. If you get into an accident, call my dad at Stilson Collision at 989-553-3649. Located 2.25 miles west of Fillion on Fillion Road, just north of Bad Axe.
This is Luke Stilson. At Stilson Collision, we do it right or we don't do it.
And we have one obituary to report at this time. Dale J. Voles passed away peacefully April 16th, 2026, at the age of 86. He was born August 20th, 1939, and met Esther, the love of his life, at a mutual friend's wedding. They were married on June 19th of 1965. Dale was preceded in death by his parents Herb and Mary, his brothers Glenn, Fred, and his son Dan, and he's also celebrated and will be missed by his wife Esther, his children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. A celebration of life will be held at 11 a.m. on June 13th in the chapel at the Community of Christ campgrounds. Esther and family will be available for visiting starting at 9:30 a.m. at the campgrounds. A light lunch will be provided after the service, and the family will then be making their way to the Minden City Cemetery at 4 p.m. for a committal service at 5 p.m. Arrangements were handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach, and memories can be shared at ramseyfh.com.
For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Stilson Collision, the best body and paint shop in the Thumb. If you get into an accident, see Stilson Collision on Fillion Road just north of Bad Axe. And by L. Hansen Motors of Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department. And by Thumb Area Septic, call 989-673-2628 for all of your septic-related needs.